Joining us by telephone is Kevin Kennedy from the Government Accountability Board, and I'll bet, first of all, you're glad the election day has finally arrived.
That's right. We've been preparing for this since June 6th, you know, with time off to work on the August primary, but we expected this to be a very big election, and we're seeing the fruits of all that labor with probably 3 million voters or more casting votes and an army of 30,000 poll workers out there to help out our 2,000 local election officials.
Any reports of problems so far today?
You know, it's the kind of problems you run into when you have that many people all trying to get things done in a 13-hour time period. Machines are overworked, so they may jam or have to get ballots straightened out in them. So we're seeing machine issues. Pretty well behaved at the polling place, you know. Long lines, but not a lot of interference being created by the observers, either by trying to be too helpful or too nitpicky. So that seems to be a good sign.
Would you say the early signs are this will be as good or better turnout than 2008?
At least as good. It's hard to, you know, it's really hard to say. We got 2,800 polling places out there, and, you know, I mean, we only get a half of a look when we see the unofficial totals come in later tonight. If we have more than 3 million voters, that's better than we had in 2008. We were just under 3 million in 2008.
One of the big question marks is for businesses that wish to offer something to those people wearing that little white sticker that says, I voted. You can't do that, can you?
You can't do that. Voters are not supposed to get anything of value to go to or to not go to the polling place on election day. We call that our election bribery statute because it's always difficult to prove if you're giving something of value to someone for how they voted because you really don't know. And the legislature wrote the law in such a way that you don't give anything worth more than a dollar to induce someone to go to the polling place. We know there's a lot of good corporate citizens out there who really want to recognize this and foster participation, but we discourage it. In the past, I've even had people want to promote a lottery so someone gets a big prize. And voting is just part of what we do as citizens in this democracy. And so we really actively discourage the businesses from providing anything of value just for the sake of voting.
So if the business is going to give anything away, they should just give it to everybody, regardless if they're wearing a sticker or not.
That's right. You can celebrate Election Day by saying it's a 10% discount for anybody who comes in the store, or it's a dollar off, but not for the voting. And it's really just a question of drawing a line on this, because if you say it's okay for a discounted sandwich or a free drink, all of a sudden the line starts to move. And it's better to have a bright line and say, just don't do it.
Anything you want to add today?
Only to encourage anybody who has not voted to get out and vote. And if you need to know where to vote, check our website, myvote.wi.gov.
Kevin Kennedy joining us with Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Larry.